808s and Cold Takes.
Where's my laptop?
It's right here, under my phone.
It's crazy how you're on my mind. Kinda crazy how you're on my mind.
That girl is poison, poisonous.
Sounds like just like. Oh my god.
Concert crazy in the room.
You get these gummy bears in me, and I'm just a different human being.
Not the gummy bears. Gummy bears shut make Brayden feral.
Will someone shut that door?
No.
Absolutely not.
Yes. And hit the sign.
We're on air.
Wow. Official.
That's
I'm
given.
Having an out-of-body experience.
Damn, look at the track. It's like... Sorry, I forgot we were listening to Jack Harlow.
All right, test 1-2. Test.
Testing.
Max is on the track.
Test. Hi.
With this pussy talk, English, Spanish, French.
I do cartwheels.
Dude, this song.
He's on the song.
Jack Harlow's on the song? Oh, yeah, he's on the remix.
Yeah, here he is. But a bad is pussy talk.
Convos with the coochie. She want the best sheets in the phone. Damn, what the fuck? Shorty been through a whole lot, intro. So I'm strumming her pain with my finger like the
Fugees. A lot of bad moves. Wow.
Like,
how hot of you. Brought her back home and
we
did it on the tables like Lucci. Looking through my phone like who shit. Did it on the They think I'm country, but I'm a city boy. When I'm in Detroit, link up with the shitty boys. Whole lot of tweeting, y'all ain't making any. I feel like you shout out.
And for my next trick.
He was on this song too. Like the same week.
Not like a magician.
Sweet song, right? Yeah.
Like the same day, like, this came out.
She got everyone on that.
It wasn't the same day. It was a couple of months later.
You said, oh, I'm going to tap in. White boy said, oh, I'm going to tap in. Fucking nigga, get rich, bitch,
tap in. My mic's going to be here on Wednesday.
What about Wednesday?
My mic is going to be here on Wednesday.
Okay, bet.
I ordered it. Shut up. I might have to tap in.
The baby was on every remix.
But Postmortem's on here, too. That's a weird song.
Nigga
get rich, bitch, tap.
All the same.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Waste on thinner. Where are you, Jack?
I
just crossed over the top 40.
I can't even say what's popping out because it got corny. Jula just hit me, said he got some new rocks for me. When they asked me to do this verse, no, I got horny.
I know I can count on my shorty. All right, bro. Let's do this. Are we rolling right now?
Yeah, we're rolling.
Okay.
Oh, lucky you.
Welcome.
Congratulations.
We're going to talk about Jackie Jack Harlow and his new Cracker Jack and his new album Jack Man came out a couple days ago. Announced surprisingly, and a little 10 track.
We're going to go two over guests on today.
Yeah, Callie's back.
I'm back.
Boo. And no. Kenna is here.
Brand
Kenna
new guest.
Is my roommate.
Hello.
Good friend.
Roommate of one day.
Yeah.
Roommate of
one day. Yeah, she just moved in today. So, yeah.
Welcome to the studio.
We got
her
real quick.
Also, Carlos isn't here today. So, that's that. We miss you, Carlos. I'm going to start with his review, actually.
Oh, yeah, because he kind of gave us
his
little summary.
So,
you do that while
Jack Harlow, third album. Okay. A different approach than his newer commercial shit, but nevertheless, Carlito said, quote, I didn't have a ton of shit to say about it. So tell the people I can again beat white racist allegations, brown fist in the air. It's a pretty chill ass album, but I like more than the last because I'm an old head. Because besides a few dragging songs and some questionable lyrics, it's a solid 7. And he said, don't forget to bring up that Chris Hansen-ass lyric that he sent. And he's referring to on Ambitions. He says, let me pull up the full verse because I have it right here. Did a couple local shows. Okay, my following exists, even if it's 15 high school chicks. Better than a front row of dicks. And I think Carlos is getting at that Jack Harlow might like little girls. But boy, is that a good segue into some other songs on this album.
My God.
You know, do you want to? Pedophilia. Who wants to start, huh?
Where to start?
So we. I started
on the last Jack.
Yeah, Cracker Jack. Oh my God, Cracker Brain. You start, bro. I mean, you're all white, so I'll go last.
Yeah, I just say you're the.
I'll go last. So, Brayden, go ahead and start.
You're a little outnumbered today.
What does it feel like, Max?
This is... You never understood.
This is what it feels like to be a minority, Max. Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right. Do your review.
This was cool. He did exactly what everyone wanted him to do. Because everyone was kind of pissed that he went more pop on the last one. Scooshy Hero. And me eating my gummy bears.
Please do not be eating your gummy bears in the mic.
If the girls are fighting,
do not do that.
It's like short and sweet. It's only 25 minutes. That's crazy.
Are you okay?
Damn, I thought it was longer than that.
When Sweetie asked me to do this verse, I got horny.
When Sweetie asked you to do this. Say that again.
He says, when Sweetie asked me to do this verse, yeah, I got horny.
Boom!
That's a line by Jack Harlow.
Yes.
Anyway.
Anyways.
Alrighty.
I really like the sampling on here. The sampling is pretty fucking awesome.
It felt like Kanye produced this.
It also kind of reminded me of, especially It Can't Be, was The Blueprint. It reminded me.
It kind of reminded me of J. Cole.
Oh no.
2014 and like For Your Eyes Only.
Okay, I can kind of see that.
Yeah,
it's a surprise.
Reminded
drop.
Me a lot of them.
Just kind of locked himself in a studio and was like, "I can rap." Did like.
I wonder if he locked himself in a stadium. And said I wouldn't come out until the album's done.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if he locked himself in, like, Footprint Center, because he's always here.
Yeah. He loves the Big AZ.
Big AZ guy.
Big AZ guy. Not a joke.
Big as.
He really likes AZ.
Big as Jack Harlow.
I don't have too much to say. What the fuck is that?
Chase your dreams music.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
I don't really have a lot to say. I do like They Don't Love It.
They don't love it. They don't love it. I've been laid back so long, I'm trying to get turned. Fuck searching my name, dog. That's how you get hurt. Fuck being likable. I'm trying to be unbreakable. I just realized that this whole game is takeable if I want it.
Very nice, like, really? College Dropout vibes on that one.
I got College Dropout vibes from, They Don't Love It. I was thinking of a different song.
Good job.
Yeah, that's the song that I heard, and I was like, is this Kanye?
Yeah. Gang 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 was interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Dude, that's dead
center. We'll hit that one.
You guys will touch on that, and then I will, because I have to go suck into your guys' race. I mean, plan.
Anyways, Denver was...
Where am I?
Denver. Yeah, welcome to 808.
Hey, Kenna. Welcome to the pod.
It's like this every
time. Common theme. Racism. Anyways, Denver was pretty cool. I liked like the sample on that song.
That was one of my favorites.
Walking past a homeless in a Rolex. Just got off the stage on the Today Show and I basically felt soulless. Years go by and I keep saying I'm gonna use my phone less.
I really like that sample. That reminded me of like Song Cry or what's the one where it's like never I never change.
From never change.
So good.
It's called Never Change.
The last two songs were a little slow, you know, emotional. Yeah, that's about it. It was pretty catchy, but not as catchy as his last album for sure, but it was cool. He definitely proved that he can rap. I don't know about that best white rapper since Eminem shit, but...
Okay, that line was funny.
Mac Miller fan over there.
Yeah. I am obsessed with Twitter.
I hate to say it.
The Twitter feeds, or the threads of what other rappers are better.
Than Jack Harlow?
Who is the second?
If Paul Wall is on that list.
Paul Wall is better than Jack
similar
Harlow.
Similar to an ant.
I'm crawling similar to an ant because I'm low to the earth.
Yes.
Come on. Fall now. In like Drag Race Twitter. Oh. That shit, man.
Have you seen Instagram story of Jack where he's like, or what Jack posted, and he's like, man, I was just walking through Atlanta one day and just how all these dudes catcalling me, man. I'm like, I kind of know how it feels like to be objectified now or something. It's pretty funny.
Jack Harlow said feminism. That's just in.
So. These girls are
he's
just
a,
like,
he's a funny dude.
He's just one of the girls.
Jack
Harlow said just girly things.
I give it like a... I also give it a 7. It wasn't like crazy, but I did enjoy it. Like I thought it was pretty sick. But I think I may or may not... I kind of like his last album for just as much. I think I gave that one a 7 too, but for different reasons. But...
I will say the album cover is giving 2010 Instagram mom. Like,
the album cover is a little aggressive and kind
very
of
very grainy. It's a very grainy photo. Grainy.
He looks very like stern.
That's so funny. Now I just the put filter, that together. Which you, it's like you meant by that.
The basketball hoop. Because
every
he's
fucking
white
millennial on Instagram posts their pictures in the same like. My fucking.
It's either this or it's the brown
that.
One.
Yeah.
The oh, fucking
the
orange
like,
brown.
Sepia.
Yeah. Oh my god. Okay, I'm so glad that you're. Girl. You're like the first person I've met.
Nope.
That fucking that it calls that everything. Shit out because like literally I've noticed that shit with fucking millennials and like older people on Instagram.
So funny.
Because
like,
Carlos is 24.
Like
so
when everyone
what,
first
what
got Instagram,
doing?
They posted yeah. shit like that. But like we kind of, I feel like we kind of grew out
oh,
of it though.
Kidding.
Oh, I just love that they're like, you know what? This green filter, it's giving.
And they think it's the hardest picture ever.
This, but. Yeah, I look amazing.
I'll literally show you one of my bosses. One of my boss's Instagrams.
The Grinch Core.
And Grinch Core. Yeah. There's been a lot of people, too. I'm on Twitter too much. Who have found
where he
this
took
location
it?
On
where
Google
is it?
Maps.
It's probably in Kentucky.
Look. Yeah. Probably oh, definitely.
Why do you find that? I'm going to share, my
where
thoughts.
Where Tariah lives right now.
Oh, word. I have. Yeah. I'm going to be so real. I listened to this album once. And I'm going to share first opinion. It's a little. Has anyone checked on Jack? Is he doing okay?
He seems like
he was at the Knicks game
yeah,
today.
Dude, okay. Straight up, I don't know what that fucking.
He was
we're
at,
looking
he was
at Instagram
at the
pictures
today.
Okay, so he's all right, I suppose.
He was on. In, he was on at the. He posted on his Instagram story. He's all like, Kyle Lowry just fell on me. Dude,
I
he
saw
had a
that.
Fat ass.
All right, so Jack Harlow's doing all right. This album though, I feel like the last album was more showy, more like. What? Mm-hmm. He was like, I have a Drake feature and a Justin Timberlake feature oh, and yeah. a Pharrell feature and I'm hot shit and all the this girls love me.
They literally found it on Google Maps.
It
oh
looks
my gosh.
Like a
where is that?
It's in Kentucky.
It's probably in Kentucky.
He
won't shut up about Kentucky if it's not Kentucky. There's
he
a problem.
Said hometown pride.
It's fucking Phoenix. I just love Phoenix.
Like 6th Avenue.
Yeah, it's me on 27th
yeah, it's
Street
in
Indian School.
But what's you in 27th Street Indian School?
Because that's the fucking, that's the spot right there.
Did you get that TikTok I sent you about?
That's where the Rebel Lounge
when
is,
they
isn't
took
it?
Down the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, yeah.
27th and Indian
it is.
School.
It is right over there.
The Rebel Lounge is like on
it's
20.
Like the ocean.
24th, join me on 24th and the Van Buren Street. Meet me on Van Buren Street this weekend.
Meetup 808s and Coltakes meetup.
808s and Coltakes meetup Van Buren Street.
You know shit about that mattress firm on 27th Avenue, Bethany Home. Y'all ain't no shit.
Bethany Home. Dude, oh my god. Bethany Home.
Mateo will understand that reference.
Anybody meet me at the I-17 in Thunderbird Road?
Yeah, Thunderbird. Dude, Thunderbird's fucking far, bro.
That's where my cousin live.
Anyways.
North Phoenix, stand up.
Shut up. I liked They Don't Love It. No Enhancers, to me, felt like...
I did not like that song.
It was all right, but it felt like an old school... It felt like a Jack Harlow song.
Yeah. She love my banter. I like my girl natural. She don't need no enhancers. She don't need no enhancers. She don't need no enhancers. And my baby, she a natural. She don't need no enhancers.
Like, the other songs, I was like, we're proving some points. We're making some interesting points. Where he was saying he had things to prove on this album, I feel like.
I will say, I liked the album, like, music-wise.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a person on earth who I relate to less than Jack Harlow. Like, straight,
what about
white,
Adolf Hitler?
Cis-hetero.
That's so funny.
Cisgendered man rapping.
Take that as a yes.
I don't know.
I liked Blame On Me.
Put the blame on me. Oh. We grew up in the same household. For years we were close. One on one, I would dominate you in the post. Years passed, but the bond didn't last. And now I hate the man above.
Oh,
the
last
one you said was sad. We played this in the car, and Brayden said,
Blame
sad Jack Harlow.
I really like that song a lot.
I liked that one.
But I liked it. I think it was good.
I liked the
was, like,
track
my favorite
on
song.
It Can't Be.
Yeah.
The topic, I have mixed feelings about.
It
Denver was good.
Dude, It Can't Be was that had a cool ass beat. That was some
I really
shit.
Liked the track.
Be a part of it can't be the way that every beat gets barred up. So I guess it must be my skin. I can't think of any other reason I win. I can't think of an explanation. It can't be the years of work I put in. It can't be the way
it just was the
Is that the one where he's talking about his skin?
Yes.
Oh.
Damn. I guess it's because I'm white.
I work so hard and I have cool friends, but it's probably
just
because I'm
picked
white.
On because I'm white. God.
White America.
Straight white male. That was a weird song.
And then, you know, Gang, Gang, Gang. happened. You really, he's really airing out his friend's laundry on
Shout
that.
Shout out to Kevin and
Marcus.
Kevin, not Kevin. Oh, Marcus. Our Marcus? Marcus? Yeah, Marcus.
I just imagine being in the studio.
Script.
Dude, I know. He was reading. Like
dialogue.
We have had like three consecutive episodes where we talk about sexual assault or rape.
Whoa.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
It's the music industry.
Yeah, like every single. In the back of Target, dude? Like.
Seven times.
Even? Just imagine being his producer.
Rape allegations?
Right? Like in the studio, just listening to this, and you're like, hey, Jack.
Not only is his friend a rapist, he's a serial rapist.
Found a bunch of messages he sent to little kids.
It's shit's crazy.
He gives the age.
Not Kevin.
And what's crazy is like, we're putting this, like this made the cut. Like he said, yeah, put it on the album.
Yeah.
Let the people know.
I don't know. I think it kind of fits what the album was going for.
Yeah.
It is a weird
song. It fits the vibe. It is a darker vibe.
It's like Anti-Diaries.
Kinda. It's almost like...
Yeah. But at
it's
least,
like, I'm not going to listen to this song, but...
At least he didn't say... at least he didn't do what Kendrick
I think
did.
Jack Harlow's been listening to a little bit too much of, like, Phoebe Bridgers.
Oh,
and
God.
He's like, oh, don't let me that. Get in my head.
Jack Harlow really was in his feels on this one.
Yeah.
He was in a different... I feel like because he got a little bullied on the last one. He got a little bullied. He was a little... conceited. And
well, he literally
one, he
says
like, well,
that on the out. What song is that where he says that?
Oh, and oh, what killed me? I can't remember the song that it's on. But when he's like, it can't be. Oh, when I drive a Jeep instead of a Mercedes.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so I'm not a car girl, but slay. I don't know. It just was.
Which
just,
one was it? Oh,
it
that,
was.
Is that I? When he was like, I don't want to fly. I'm not going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, I seen you in a plane on the way to Scottsdale.
Right? What happened to first class, Jack?
Yeah.
You do
yeah,
be flying, said... though.
No,
you
but he
do
kinda,
be
kinda,
flying.
He did release that
I
right
I
kind of
like that song because he's kind of talking about like staying away from the media. And yeah. I feel like he's kind of the poster
he's
boy.
He's always been that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, like now because he's big, he's like painted as like this poster boy of what it should be like to be a man. And it's like that's a lot of pressure to take on.
Yeah.
Especially for someone who is taking the... I don't... What song is that? That he's talking about that?
Is that I?
One go pro, my dad knows a lot of things that his son don't know. But he ain't been to all the places that his son gon' go. No airports and no flights, that's how I wanna live my life. Is that I? Wake up while the sun's still bright, that's how I wanna live my life. Is that I? No time spent on timelines, I got me a...
In the song, he's talking about like everybody thinks I'm okay, but like I'm not, bro. Like,
yeah.
It just, I don't
like
know, it's kind
of...
Which I feel like is the vibe of the whole album.
Yeah.
Y'all were not listening last time, so I'm just going to drop this out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Which,
I liked
I think
it.
That, like, so his last album came out right after Lil Nas X's album. Mm-hmm. Or not, like, right after, but around the same time. And Industry Baby definitely shot Jack Harlow into a higher level of celebrity.
Yeah. So he went from rapper to, like... mainstream rapping.
Yeah. Because
What's Poppin' is a Grammy nominated song, but like that was, you weren't hearing What's Poppin' on the radio the way you're hearing Industry Baby on the radio.
Yeah. Well, and happening. So his last album was like when he, I feel like he wrote most of it when he was still kind of small.
Yeah.
And now he's, this one is like, fuck, I'm being followed. That kind of shit. Like, serious celebrity.
His last one was like, movie star.
His last one was like, I'm like, a celebrity and it's cool and fun. And this one was like, the shit is not fun.
It's kind of weird because
don't
like,
become a celebrity.
That Family Guy meme where it's Peter running.
Yeah.
It's like the explosion. Wait, don't become a celebrity. There are consequences to your actions.
Yeah. Don't
there are consequences
in front
to
of
say the N-word.
How do you know?
Every single Fergie fan has come for me now.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know what to do.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. It's kind of weird because it can't be like, it can't be looked at the way that he wants to because, like, what we're just, it's like, there's just an avenue to poke fun at him trying to make an album where he's like, I'm just different and
yeah.
a little more open-eyed. But, like, I'm sure he doesn't, that's not exactly what he means.
Yeah.
You know what it's giving? Okay, vibes-wise, not the same type of music at all. But, Demi Lovato's album that she released right after she left Disney Channel.
Oh,
I'm not even kidding.
Oh, okay, pull it up though. This is why we gotta have Kenna on the pod more often.
Okay,
because this is so fun.
We don't have to listen to it, but I have too many albums in my brain.
This is everything.
Unbroken. It
Unbroken.
Was right after she fucking
so
left Disney Channel, and she was like, "God,
I used
I'm
to
so
that album
sad."
Top to bottom all the time.
You're a fucking idiot.
But no, this one was
there's a Missy Elliott heartbreak feature.
Skyscraper.
Whoa, wait, something about Missy Elliott.
There's a Missy Elliott feature.
Damn, I forgot about this one.
Okay, this album was kind of good.
It was really good.
But it was right after she left Disney.
Justin Timberlake's on that song, or Timbaland's on that song.
No way.
It's Missy and Timbaland on.
What the fuck? Yeah.
She has Jason Derulo on one. Okay. For the Love of a Daughter.
Oh.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's how
oh, yeah.
fucked me up.
Oh, yeah.
So you're saying that, like, Demi Lovato kind of did the same thing.
It was the
thing.
Same vibe.
It's the same, yeah. Like, I have something to prove.
Like, I'm really popular now, but, like, I'm kind of, it's kind of getting to me.
Yeah.
Vibes. That's how this last Jack Harlow
this album sounds like he got bullied into making it.
A little bit.
The way the internet treated him after he dropped Come Home, the Kids Miss You.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like he was just like,
I am very glad, well. Though, that he did this, because when Eminem did this shit, it was fucking goofy as hell. And like,
which time?
The Kamikaze one.
Which time?
Yeah.
Like, he was so bitter. But Jack, I feel like Jack, for the most part, like, he did the whole, like, yeah, like, y'all don't get it, blah, blah, blah. I'm actually not doing that good. But he also is like, yeah, but I can fucking rap and I can be smooth with it and I can make these cool ass samples. And like, it wasn't like overboard to the point where he sounded bitter towards like, I feel like this is going to be received very well.
I feel like it was a return to
definitely.
Form.
Yeah.
It sounds like earlier Kanye to me.
Yeah.
At least like he was like, let me completely strip down this album and have no features.
No features. Yeah. Which the last one he was like, I got all the features. And this time he's like, no.
He don't need them.
Just me.
Yeah. Which honestly, he didn't need them. I feel like all the songs were fine without features.
I agree.
They were short.
Doing
the songs were a lot shorter.
Doing this album, it feels definitely like an EP. keeps him being taken seriously in hip hop. This album definitely
completely,
or at least in my opinion. I don't know. I'm just fucking white kid from the suburbs. But
oh boy,
but so is Jack Harlow.
We're just the kids from the burbs.
Oh, it's he's just like
us. Celebrities are just like us.
The way this is being perceived, I think this will keep him. This will keep him in the happy place, that happy spot where it's like hip hop fans respect you, but then all the 20-year-old girls that bought your last album will still buy this album as well.
So we have songs that we can like pussy pop to.
Which song are we pussy pop to?
Maybe ambitious. Maybe ambitious.
I feel like you could pussy pop to No Enhancers.
Oh God.
Maybe.
Grade's going down as I'm stacking up zeros.
Nah, fuck it. Put on Young Harley. Yeah.
I'd pop my pussy to that.
Need
song.
That Snoop Dogg voice back in.
Oh yeah. Ooh-wee. Yeah, we're gonna take a trip down memory lane.
Obsessed.
Going back to, have you gone back to Come Home the Kids Miss You?
I like to Come Home the Kids Miss You.
I have.
How do you feel about it? Like, I don't know if it's been a year or so.
I think it has, almost been a year. I think.
Except for
the 6th of May.
Okay.
I almost like That's What They All Say more than.
I like That's What They All Say more.
The Kids Miss You.
I don't.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I think I don't. Like
but
more.
But fucking.
Really?
Between Love Is Dro and Same Guy, that's some big hitters right there. Mm-hmm. Those two songs, I don't think he's made songs better than those.
Keep
songs.
It Light.
I feel like Come Home the Kids Miss You was too long, though. There was a lot of filler on Come Home the Kids Miss You.
And he was like, I'm going to get every goddamn feature I just graduated.
That's a couple of them done had a
baby. Yeah, man.
I like Dua Lipa, though.
I did
too. He knew what he was doing on this shit. Let the moon shine through the lines. I can see fine. I was never the same after I listened to this song. First time I heard that song, I changed. Not the same
became
guy.
A man.
Yeah, not the same guy you see here. R&B took a priority in my life. Just kidding. It took a priority way before that, but yeah. Man.
I liked Movie Star until Pharrell Williams started to.
Ooh.
What?
Ooh. This is a hot place to say that.
Talia, somebody get Talia on the mic.
Oh my God, you're pink.
Talia is, in fact, in the studio. I don't even remember this one.
That's Make a Drama. That beat switch, though.
You really didn't like when Pharrell came in?
No.
Do we jiggle, though?
No.
Here's the thing. One thing about this, I like some Pharrell on this song. He sounds so out of place.
Pharrell is a fucking god,
They should not have put that on there.
I really like the last half of that album.
They sound like they're singing two different songs.
Hmm. Well, I mean, okay.
Like everything,
and it is a beat switch.
Like
it is actually, in fact, a beat switch.
Let me explain.
Have you listened to Rodeo by Travis Scott?
Okay, well that song was well done.
Rodeo.
Talk your shit, Geta. Talk your shit.
Come on, the kids.
One thing about me, I'll have an opinion.
Come on, the kids miss you. Like Churchill Downs through State Fair. That's some good fucking music right there. Like, all those songs are fucking awesome.
Oh, hell yeah.
Poison grew on me a lot since when we reviewed that out. I didn't like Poison.
I saw the vision.
But, dude, I fucking love that. That beat switch, too.
That's fair.
Ooh, that beat switch on Poison,
okay,
bro.
That song, well done. Fucking movie star, not well.
Young Harleazy beat switch? This shit's fucking.
Oh, my. Young Harleazy.
Y'all grew up. Where's that beat switch?
This was like my song of the summer last year, bro.
Where? Really? When?
That's
oh,
so
yeah.
Funny.
I played this song all fucking
so
summer.
Right here.
Used to be on Norris back when Twiggy was in chorus. Rocking 990s, not Jordans. You can wherever, wherever Smith comes
in. It's right here. Yeah. I don't drink tequila, but for you, I still pull.
Oh, that's pimping.
Brayden's seawalking in the studio.
Damn.
Carlos wish he was here.
Carlos, yeah. Carlos needs to be seawalking at Jack Harleazy.
Carlos, come home. The kids miss you.
Yeah, bro. Come home, Carlito.
Jack is the man.
I really didn't. The more I think about this album, I didn't really like the first half of this album very much. Side
I liked
was
First
cool,
Class, but that's because I liked the song when Fergie
that,
did
this,
it out.
These beat switches on this shit was hard, too.
Another, yeah. This album had a bunch of beat switches. I don't
need nobody. Yeah.
Where's that beat switch?
Girl, you know where to find me.
It's, like, right, it's right here.
Okay, but there is an ongoing trend, and this is only because I play the drums that I hear it. Jack Harlow loves to get off beat.
So does
when he's rapping, and that kind of bothers me. But it's a personal problem.
It's like the Drake effect,
or are you on the new
on
album?
The new album.
Okay,
it's just something he does where he'll get like a half a beat behind, and it drives me.
It's the Drake effect. Drake. That's how Drake raps.
Yeah, that's kind of how Drake is.
It drives me crazy.
Like there, everybody on the song is off beat.
You are in a studio.
Pick it up.
Get on the.
Pick it up.
Whenever you God.
100 gex. The city
start throwing games. Yeah, man. That's that Drake effect, for real.
I don't know.
Anyway, number.
What would you
number?
Yeah,
Callie, you guys, Callie, did you give it a number?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
first
both of you
first listen, I'm going to give it
a single listen.
Six.
A six?
Yeah.
I think I'd give it like a solid seven.
Sevens all around.
What would you guys rate this album?
This album, I'd give him...
And by that, I mean Come Home, the Kids Miss You.
I think I gave this shit a nine.
You gave Come Home, the Kids Miss You a nine?
I think I did. I loved this album. When I first listened to this album, I fucking loved it.
I haven't listened to this album in a minute.
I'd give it a 7.5.
I need to go back to
this album. Yeah, it's grown off me quite a bit, but I still enjoy it.
This one, I think, more than his new album, but I've had a year to listen to it.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'd give Jackman a 7, because I might give this one a 6.
I don't know, but Jackman, I don't know if it's one of those albums you're going to be going back to like that.
That's fair.
I will be going to track 1 through 4, and then 6 through 10.
So true.
Those are the songs I will be returning to. Damn. No, I went over to my brother's house, and I said, pull up the lyrics, and I started playing it.
Oh, no.
And he was like, what? What the fuck? I was like, you just
Can
have
we
to
get
make
Garrett
it
on the
three.
Pod. We gotta get Garrett on the pod.
Oh,
Garrett.
It's a shame too, because that was one of the coolest samples on
the album. But he only listens
to
Florence and the Machine
gang,
or
I know, and that's why we should bring him
in. Was sick.
He only listens to pussy pop music,
and like that's why we need him
playing. Oh, what's her name?
I made Brayden listen to
it's
Florence
like,
and the Machine.
I stepped on his balls.
Yeah, fuck pussy pop.
Where is it?
Do you listen to? Does he listen to hyper pop?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Heavy.
We're hanging out.
I hate you, man.
Garrett, come on the podcast, please.
Get him on the show,
let
please.
Let me tell you, he does not listen to this, but I'll send him the episode where you're requesting.
Florence and the Machine made that one song that I like.
Florence and the Machine made every song I like.
I love Florence and the Machine.
What song do I know by these guys?
Florence
and the Machine has not made a bad song. Probably this one.
Oh, yeah.
Kate,
no.
Listen to this melody,
no.
And then listen to 1984 by Macklemore.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Well, 1984
stole
by Macklemore is a good song.
It's a
no,
dog
Macklemore
shit.
Macklemore stole that
don't
shit.
Say that shit.
Don't
say that shit.
Macklemore?
Don't
say
that shit.
This album? Oh, it was Macklemore.
Dude, what song?
Florence and the song? Machine song came out first.
Yeah, it did.
Wait, what song?
Dog the one you were just saying.
1984?
And Mac Miller stole it?
Yeah. If someone stole it, that song
oh,
came
no,
out
I
first.
Was, yeah, I was, that's what I was saying. I was saying Macklemore
oh,
stole
I was
the
like,
melody.
Florence doesn't
dude,
play
what?
Play
1984.
Put some
show
respect on my girl's
dude,
name.
I'm trying to figure out what song I know by these bitches.
I think it's just one
I
girl.
I sent you.
I didn't know that song.
I sent you this song.
Yeah, you did. This song's cool.
This song is so good.
How about Girls Against God?
That's what I'm saying. Brayden, what would you give this album? Because I made you listen to it. Because this is maybe the best album I've heard in my life.
Well, with all that pressure.
Jesus
I'm
Christ.
Literally about to call Garrett and ask him what's
because I love my girlfriend a 10.
Yeah.
Truthfully? Truthfully, I've gone back to it quite a bit. I'd probably...
Did one of these songs play on the radio? I'll say seven. Something like that?
That's
because it's just not. It's just not the type of music that I normally listen to. But
I think it's just Florence is for the girls. And all Florence like, is for the girls who are like religiously traumatized, laying on the floor.
Not the religiously traumatized girls.
Girls Against God, kinda.
How old is this bitch? This song came out in 1975.
No, it did not.
It says it came out in 1975. Look at the bottom of the song.
No, it did not.
That song came like, out in like 2010, yeah. 2006. Like,
why does this shit sound? Yeah, 2011. I don't know why it says it came out in 1975.
That's funny because she's a witch. She went back in time.
Dude, what song do I know by this guy? I'm literally not
this song was in Vampire Diaries for all of our Vampire Diaries girlies.
Lil Mariko. That's who Garrett listens to.
I gotta write these.
Don't touch. Play "Don't Touch" by Lil Mariko.
We're in all kinds of stops on this Jack Harlow review.
Oh, you haven't even done mine yet.
We're on a field trip here.
Oh, you didn't review it?
No. Fuck. Not yet.
You got a lot of sort through.
How do you spell Lil Mariko?
I know this song.
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah, this is what I know. You said 1984.
Okay, this is like hyper pussy pop.
Play that so it's
not Dog Days.
It's like screamo for girls that like Hello Kitty.
Oh no, Garrett.
That melody. And then play 1984.
Okay.
I guess, but it's like the simplest melody you can think of. I could probably take
20. Fuck Macklemore. He stole that shit.
Okay, audience, tell me what you think of this.
Don't Touch.
Is this going in?
I think that I'm lucky.
Don't Touch, but she also wrote, do you guys remember on TikTok when the song, like, Where's My Jewel? Where's My Jewel? She wrote that. That's who Lil Mariko is.
Can I tell you the other day, I was on TikTok and I heard
content
your
content we could be speaking about right now.
What's the coworker
completely
song?
Off topic.
How does the coworker song go? The worker.
Oh my
I am
god!
Working at my job,
dude. This chick's
I'm
like
at my job. Yeah, that's yes, right.
I'm working at my job.
This chick's like that one. It's
Kim
Petras.
It's screamo for girls who like Hello Kitty.
Not Kim Petras. What's that girl's name?
Ashnikko.
Ashnikko is who you're thinking of.
No, I don't think so.
I do.
What song are you thinking?
She's on like a Charlie XCX song, I think.
It's Ashnikko, dumbass.
No. I promise you it's not. I promise you it's
me
not.
And your girlfriend playing dress up in my house.
It's like slutty pop music, non-derogatory.
It's called pussy pop, dumbass.
Hang on. Is it Tommy Cash?
Say it,
I think it's Tommy
say
Cash.
It.
That's a boy's name.
Shut up. Hang on.
Dude, I had never heard of that. That's a man. Tommy Cash is a boy.
Wait.
Actually, Johnny Fuck Cash off. Is on the Charlie.
Tommy Cash looks like that guy.
I will figure this out.
He looks like Damn. Y2K or Tip.
She has an album.
Charlie XCX feet, Johnny Cash when.
Okay.
My God.
I don't know why I'm
That's
so.
Like when Casey Musgraves was like, and here's Willie Nelson.
Oh,
he's
true.
95. And I brought him to a festival.
You guys seen that
Checked
performance?
Checked him out
of
the nursing home today, actually.
I'm sure you have. But
and he's stoned.
That performance of Alicia Keys with John Mayer?
Yes.
Just made me think of that.
I watch it all the time.
I do too.
It's
love
so good.
Oh, when Orville Peck, anytime he brings Shania Twain,
oh my God,
he goes.
We were watching the Shania Twain documentary. Have you
put
seen it?
Put a gun to my
no,
head
I
and
haven't.
Tell
seen
me to pick
times.
Out what
it's
Shania
so
Twain
good.
Looks like, and I'll die that night.
And they keep putting Genesis. They keep putting Orville Peck. They keep interviewing him, and my
yeah.
mom was like, "What is that?"
Domo Genesis is a
no,
man,
Tommy
dumbass.
Genesis. Shut the fuck
oh,
up.
Oh, okay.
Like, same shit.
So that kind of music is not really on my alley, but Garrett's
W for you.
I'll come home to him.
She's on Lana Del Rey's album.
When I lived with him, I'd come home to him doing the dishes, and it was like screaming pussy pop music from his speaker.
Anyone listen to the
Most
new Lana Del Rey record?
I
listen to some of it. I'm not a huge Lana Del Rey.
I don't fuck with
I
Lana.
Feel like she got boring.
She did.
She was always boring.
Also, yeah, the first album was good.
Like, fun fact, that's kind of her trope is being
lie.
Boring as fuck.
Lana Del Rey is a live, laugh, love girl. And
she's
I
got
just,
an infinity
I
tattoo.
Can't. Yeah, she has an infinity tattoo. And it's she's using those goddamn filters that we were just talking about the millennials use.
How old is that?
And
bitch?
She just smokes, and that's all she does.
She gets high by the beach.
But I also
no, it's cigarettes. It's not.
I think it's the
no marijuana.
I think it's the
yeah,
Jack Antonoff effect.
Hard nicotine.
Why are we talking
see,
about
I
all
liked
these
her
artists?
First Jack Antonoff album. But
okay, that's how
Norman
it goes
Rock.
Though. Is you always like the first one?
Damn, she's 37,
and then he gets comfortable or something, and then the next one is boring. He did it to Lorde. He
Taylor
did
Swift.
It. Yeah.
What do you not like, my lord?
I like what he did.
I didn't
Claro's
like her
album.
Last album.
Okay. He fucking okay. killed it on Claro's album.
Well, so if he does another Sling? Claro album, though,
Claro's
it might be
that
awesome.
Album.
If he does another one, though, it might get
album.
Boring.
Claro's album was better than that Stupid Boy Genius record.
Don't say that to me.
Oh my god.
Look me in the face right now.
I might have to agree with Max on that.
Boy,
Kenna.
Dude, what is that album called?
Kenna, this is the record.
We talked about it.
My jaw is on the floor.
What's the Claro album?
Kenna, this is how the whole Boy Genius review went. I said, I love Boy Genius.
Sling is better than the record by Boy Genius.
Okay, so I haven't listened to Sling.
Oh, what the fuck!
I am so conflicted right now.
You haven't listened to Sleep?
I've listened to part of it.
Have you ever, dude?
I feel like they're not super comparable though. They're both indie, but like,
dude,
Sling
they're
is
both
a
sad
totally
shit.
Different vibe than the
Sling,
record.
Sling sad. Is like, I looked up to Joni Mitchell when I was a kid, and then fucking Boy Genius is like, we're in our 30s and we're still sad.
Okay, so they're not in their 30s. All right, they're like
27, dude. Round up.
Can't with anyone at this table.
The record, the record is not all sad. It's I love my friends so much.
It's like it's a love letter to your friends.
It's a love letter to your friends, and it's cute.
It's
my friends.
Damn. I don't know, but Sling was like, I'm staying at my grandparents' cabin. I'm sitting in front of a piano,
dude.
And I'm
gonna
write an album.
But it's a good album.
But in the best way.
Me and Tally went to Utah. And I was listening to Sling on the way back. She was asleep. And it was like the middle of like a hail monsoon storm.
Oh, damn.
And I was just like, down, down, down. Literally me in the car right
now.
Don't
make me while I swerve off the road.
I was literally like.
That's probably my favorite song on there. I mean, is that Amoeba?
Yeah. It's the biggest song on the album.
I casually turned it on one time while I was doing homework. Bambi's and really I was good. Like, what the fuck? Why am I having an ethereal experience while I'm doing my fucking math homework?
Bambi's really
I'm
good.
I'm going to be so real.
I love
Sad Girls.
Joni is my favorite song, though. I love Joni.
I have not dabbled into Claro. She was not my sad girl of choice.
I didn't,
and I know
that
I need
I
to.
Dude, you would love Claro.
You would like Claro a lot.
Okay, Claro falls under. She's not indie like Phoebe Bridgers. She's more indie like Biaba Doobie.
I see.
Biba Doobie,
dude. I fuck with Biba Doobie.
Biba
Doobie's crazy. She's
Biaba Doobie.
I don't give a fuck how that is pronounced, but
is
I'm not saying
it. Biaba Doobie?
Yeah, it's Biaba
Doobie.
Dude, damn, Biaba, I
didn't know that. Biabatopia, whatever the fuck it's called.
I miss two of her tours. She's come to the Van Buren twice, and I miss
both
of them.
Dude, I wish, because I wasn't a Claro fan, she came and opened for Claro.
Oh, that's sick.
And that would have been such a fucking
damn, so I would have been beating my meat at that show.
No, my friend went to it.
Don't say
beating
that.
Beating your meat.
Not in a sexual way. Like,
my
the
God.
Music, the music in my ears. Tell me. No.
Got him.
We've got it on the record.
I love Biba Doob. Fuck.
Her first record is tough.
The antidote.
So
don't
good.
You open
when I lived
the
at EA
window.
Where there wasn't like light pollution.
When I went to EA, it's a whole statement.
No,
I would lay
EA.
It. Lay,
don't shout out.
I was healed by my house.
Talking about
keep it all.
At night.
Yeah,
so
this
stars,
is fun.
And listen to Biaba Doobie and try not to kill myself.
And that's the
she
EA
really
experience,
hard.
I think. I was just telling Brayden that, except I was talking about listening to the Chili Peppers trying not to kill myself.
Anyway, I like Jack Carlos.
Yeah, where Carlos at?
Whatever, bro, whatever.
Hey.
I think you should bring me and Kenna back
medicated
more.
Now.
I think this is fun.
I'm not going to kill myself
now.
Oh, God. anyway.
Max, you should
send this episode to my psychiatrist.
Let's do your review
Max,
for Jack
the Jack Harlow album?
Jackman.
So Jack Harlow, I loved this album. Upon first listen, might be my favorite first listen of the year so far. I was not expecting. I honestly didn't know what I was expecting. I didn't have enough time to really think about what I was to expect because he announced it like a day before it dropped. And so I just went into it thinking, whatever. It does. The album cover, it does remind me of his older shit because a lot of his older shit kind of had that graininess to it as well.
Yeah. I will say, yeah, if he's going to release a good album, it's got that green ass filter
yeah.
on it.
Yeah, man. True. Yeah. And so I expected kind of something like that, but I didn't expect him to take an entire dive into like his old self while also touching on like I don't fucking know like a tale of self-reflection but a tale of growth but a tale of insecurity. It was really fresh to hear, especially from someone who just dropped what as much as I love the album sounds like if an industry plant was an album, it sounds like that shit. Like the whole album just sounds like Republic was
forced
behind it. Yeah. And not to
Olivia
say
Olivia Rodrigo.
Kind of not. I do love it and I understand the direction because I discussed that with Mateo. I got in a little heated debate. It wasn't heated at all. But I talked to Mateo about it, and I think I can see the direction he was going. But now with this,
do you know what's funny too? Is Mateo was like, if he just goes back to his roots, drops a rap album.
That's
like,
what I was saying. I wish Mateo was here right
what
now.
Mateo wanted to happen. He did exactly what Mateo wanted.
Yeah, bro.
Can we phone him? Little did we know, Mateo's phone actually a friend, like an oracle.
Yeah,
and he can just see that shit.
Yeah, man. But I love They Don't Love It. That's one of my favorite songs of the year. The chorus on Ambition was catchy as fuck, as like corny as those lyrics were.
Ambitious 19-year-old, I just signed a deal, now my neck's sub-zero. Mustache coming in, I really want a beard though, and I really think this might be my year though. Suddenly I've made some
money. But really that second half, just
I really like Denver.
I loved Denver. And I understood how kind of weird Gang 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 was, but it kind of a perspective of like, I've never been in a situation, thank the fucking Lord, where my friends are rapists and pedophiles, where I have to sit there and think, not Brayden, not the, you know, not whatever, but like, God. I can't imagine how hard that probably is, especially because, like he says, you're supposed to ride for your dogs, die for your dogs, but like when your dog's a fucking molester, what are you gonna do, you know?
Yeah.
So I understood where he was kind of going there. Very much a J. Cole ass song.
That's true. That was a J. Cole song,
but yeah, it was cool, I guess. Denver, I loved. That might be one of my favorites, because the whole idea that he wrote one verse like last September and he wrote the other one this year, just to see where his mental is at. It was very touching
over
to
that
see
sample too.
Yeah, it was really nice seeing the growth in the man. You know, it's just, especially for somebody who I didn't think, outside looking in, it doesn't look like he has any issues because he's Mr. Perfect and the media loves him. But like, people are human. It's fucking, it's how it is. And I really enjoyed that song.
So we can confirm that Jack Harlow is a grower, not a shower.
God.
That's
good, dude.
Yeah, we gotta get Ken on here more.
So
I really, really liked Blame It On Me, or Blame On Me.
Suddenly I meant nothing to you. You wanted nothing to do with me. You run with a crew that doesn't include any room for your little brother. I was destroyed, but I still loved you. I still wanted your approval. If I could get it, I'd cherish it. Embarrassing me. Any
and it's just, it's fucking sad. But that song is so beautiful. Overall, like, it's just a really, I love, I know I'm not one for, like, lyrical rap, but, like, reflective pieces are so beautiful to me. Especially from an artist that you don't expect it from. And so this album, I just fell in love with. I don't know how often I will ever go back to this, but like right now, I'm probably feeling a solid 8.5, 9.
Damn,
I liked it a lot.
Big Jack Harlow guy.
I don't mean to, because like you can ask these guys. I don't be talking about Jack Harlow like that. It just like I enjoyed the three or
Max
four
loves
songs.
Cracker Jack.
Yeah, I enjoyed the three or four songs, but overall, like. Dude, I
feel
I don't
like that's how he is, though. I feel like he's like goes under the radar, but people do genuinely like him.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like he just gets like he's like a gimmick.
I just
unintentionally
feel bad for all
the
people I made
media
fun of for liking Jack Harlow like as a person, because
he
released this album, like, damn,
this shit.
He kind of has feelings.
He kind
fuck
of has feelings.
I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, man. But Breath of Fresh Air, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I wish more people would drop music like this.
Yeah,
I need more.
Oh, totally. I wish that, I kind of hope that this is the like catapult we needed to take like hip hop and rap back.
Conscious rap, come back.
Yeah,
conscious
wait,
rap,
hang on,
come
say that
back
again.
I just
conscious
like,
rap,
okay,
come back.
Because I want, I don't know. I like rap that's like this, and I'm tired of being like, oh well, I have to like reach back into the early 2000s for rap that I enjoy, and then people. I'm hoping people start releasing albums like this that I actually want to listen to. Because even Kanye, his latest album, I was like, okay, what the fuck?
I really like, think that
damn
with hip-hop specifically,
hip-hop is kind of like...
And I do, I have said a million times that I prefer just like trap shit or other types of hip-hop over conscious pieces. But I think if a conscious piece is done right, it's some of the most beautiful music you've ever heard. And I get what Ken is saying, where it's like, it's not necessarily that what's coming out is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life, because I love it. I love hip hop. But we don't get enough of this anymore, especially done right. Because the only guys doing this shit is like NF, Kendrick and he's on album 25 of the same shit.
It's Kendrick ordinary Lamar. Techno machinery, yeah. Like even the, yeah, the beats.
If you talk
it
about industry
plant,
NF, bro, real. Like Jesus Christ, yeah. His entire
so manufactured.
Like yeah, it's just manufactured, made for white people, bro, and like. Nothing. It's just NF. They manufacture it for white people that don't listen to hip hop. But that's what's cool about Jack though is that Jack knows his shit and he grew up in hip hop, so he can actually mm-hmm. like the same that same case with Mac Miller. You know, like they both are just those like rare cases.
He says like I grew up listening to like Missy Elliott and
mm-hmm.
and people like that. That like I don't know. It takes his rap in a certain direction that I appreciate because. Let me tell you, as a fan of Hobo Johnson, which is not a popular opinion
oh my God.
At this table.
Why yeah. The fuck do we...
Yeah. Drop that name, kind of. Because
I just thought
name.
Maybe I should bring that up while Max is here. no, I like that he touches on more human experience than like, I get mad pussy and I have lots of money and I own lots of things and go lots of cool places. Like, that's really rad. I can't relate to that at all. But I don't know. Albums like this I can appreciate.
I think kind of on the because I don't want to make it sound like praise of the white man, but we didn't review the estate sale
by
I fucking
Tyler.
Loved that album,
the estate sale, the little deluxe that he did, but like the last song on the estate sale, Sorry Not Sorry was an incredible song.
It was yeah. So
the song
good
was crazy.
Of self-reflection. It's like I just I don't know, I love it so much.
Let me see y'all hit a stage. Let me see y'all write a page. Let me see you make a decision I made and claim that I don't know about minimum wage or Section 8. Water in the ketchup bottle to stretch when niggas ain't getting pressed by niggas hopping gay. Thinking it's normal because you.
And it's one of those songs that just makes you want to go out and do something.
It's munch music.
You know?
And
yeah.
I can stand behind that.
I fucking, I love it, bro. It made me want to eat the box.
My only thing with like when people talk like about hip hop and stuff, and just when I talk about hip hop, it's weird because like I listen to so much like weird shit, and Carlos can relate to this too. Like Max and Los and I, like we listen to some, like we all like have our like indulgences in our genres of music, and so like Max really loves indulging in like a lot of R&B specifically, but he also like loves indulging in like
musicals.
Dude, the actually, Prince of Egypt soundtrack. You like a lot of shit. You like musicals and you like the hyper trap shit. Like you listen to like a lot of weird shit too. Like we all listen to really weird
That's
shit.
Me.
But yeah. There's a lot of artists in hip hop that just don't get the shine that like a Jack Harlow gets or the Tyler the Creator gets that do make a lot of conscious music. Which like, and I'm sure it's the same thing with, you know, like the genres of music that you guys are most accustomed to listening to. When people from that don't necessarily listen to that say like man, I miss when pop music wasn't so fucking depressing like Phoebe Bridgers and they made stuff like, you know, Pink or whatever. But like,
bring back Dua Lipa.
But like, but then, yeah. But then you're like, well, like, what about Dua? There's other artists out there, that, or
bring
like even
Miley
like
Cyrus.
More lesser.
If you're looking for something,
too.
You'll find it.
Yeah, like all yeah. Really like.
Brayden loves to say that about hip hop. He says it all the time.
Well, it's just because like I hear that a lot from like older white people, especially like the people that only listen to Eminem and NF and shit, and they're just like. Man, like I miss when hip hop was rapping and stuff, and I'm like, bro, but there, like, it is, bro. Like, you're literally just listening to like what has 50 million views on YouTube and shit. But like, you really dig. It's not that hard to find.
Scared
either.
Of doing a little digging.
It's really not that hard to find either. Like, the same can be said for metal, country, whatever the fuck. You know, like it doesn't matter. You know, but I don't
can
know.
I put in a suggestion?
I don't really know where I was going with
absolutely
that.
Absolutely not.
I think. You guys should review the new Shania Twain album on the podcast.
Dude, no.
Let me tell you.
She's coming.
Since you said country.
I don't think I enjoyed
we
that
shit.
We have
so many
I
reviews.
I don't think I listened
bro,
to it yet.
Not doing
but
this
I think
shit.
We should review
Callie,
it.
Stop bringing things up that you have not even listened to.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Get silenced.
It's very pop, though. It's
Is
not
it?
Even country.
Okay, I think we should review Come On Over by Shania Twain on the podcast.
No.
Okay, but she's
I fucking
she's
hate this show.
Become
kind of like slowly, like okay, well, you know what? Let's good for let's give her a chance.
We're done with this shit.
All right, good album. The show.
You're quitting.
Good album, Jack.
God. I'm so glad these are
good
audio
job, Jack.
Exclusive.
Glad I could finally come on the show now that Max is quitting.
Yeah,
it's because yeah, Kenna's taking over.
I'm sure you'll see these guys.
Me and Kenna are taking over.
Considering I live with Kenna, so. And if I know, and Callie
first.
Comes every fucking time. Brayden
I live
comes,
here
so,
too.
So yeah,
no.
It'll get
now
done.
That I live here. Callie lives here.
Yeah, Kenna's putting a bed in her room for me.
Yeah, this we're gonna go from reviewing like no bitches to like
the demographic switch.
Demi Lovato's on deck.
We've recorded more. We've recorded more women artists in the past.
Okay,
two
did
weeks.
You listen to Demi Lovato's new album though?
Well, we needed. Did you review that?
We
no,
needed
Melanie didn't. Martinez.
No.
The orange one. The one that came after the documentary.
No, because we also you also kind of have to take into
or the
apart
rock
like no no
her,
diss on
her, it's
Demi
not
Lovato,
even rock,
but
it's like alt hard alt.
You have to take into account the demographics. So like
you're
something
so right.
Something
it's
that nobody's gonna fucking listen to, we're not gonna review.
Okay, that's fair. But you guys,
oh yeah yeah yeah.
If I can say one thing today, you should listen to Holy Fuck by Demi Lovato.
Play it right now.
It was really good.
It was really good.
Interesting.
All right. Well.
Yeah.
Damn, it's late as fuck. Yeah, so that's Jackie, I guess. We're done here.
Good album,
Jack.
We talked about
way
everything
to go.
Else.
Yeah.
I
good job, Jack.
Listening and,
excited to see what you do next.
Hard eyes.
Phoenix locals, Jack. We just love you. See you next time you're in the town.
See ya.
You're in the town.
See you at Golfland,
yeah,
maybe.
Carlos to say peace.
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 Thank you for listening to 808s and Cold Takes.